Hello, everybody. This is your girl, Shawana, here doing another podcast. It is 3:29 in the morning, and I am up. Happy Easter to everybody. I guess that's why I can't sleep, because I'm just excited and reflecting on how good God has been, how He has brought me out with His grace and mercy, and most importantly, how Jesus sacrificed Himself to take away all my sins. So I am happy this morning. I'm up at 3 something in the morning. I'll eventually go to sleep, but right now I just had to make this podcast just to say a little snippets this morning. Again, I say happy Easter to everybody. I'm still excited by doing this podcast and thing. My ex's movement, letting go and letting God take control. I hope everyone is doing okay with this pandemic that we're going under, the coronavirus, and have to stay inside to keep ourselves safe. I pray every day for those that are affected by this virus and those that have lost their lives. So today is a very, very special day, because most importantly, a lot of people didn't make it to see another Easter. And it's most important that we realize what Easter means and the true meaning of it. It's not about Easter bunnies and Easter egg hunts. It's about the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, who got on that cross and died for our sins. So that's all I want to talk about this morning. Just a little snippet. Just some encouraging words on this Easter Sunday. Because we can't go to church. You know, we can't go to church and be around our family members and church members and celebrate. But we still can celebrate. We ain't got to be in the church house, because we all are the body of Christ. The church is just a building. But we can celebrate His resurrection and thank Him every day, because that's what we're supposed to do. So that's what I want to talk about for these little snippets. Just thanking God. Thanking Jesus for getting on that cross. Thanking Jesus for getting on that cross. Because, you know, if I'm sitting here this morning at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm reflecting on my life in the last 2 years, the things that I've gone through, the things that I've done, and how God has brought me to this point where I am now, has brought me out and brought me back. Because, baby, I was down and out in the trenches. I was ready to leave this world, because I was going through so much. I was holding on to hurts and pains that happened to me 20 years ago. And I was in a bad state of mind, mentally, physically, spiritually, and especially spiritually, because I had a hole in my soul. I had a hole in my soul. And there's nothing like when you have that hole in your soul. We have broken hearts, we have cuts and bruises, we may get broken bones at times, sprained muscles, but when you get a hold in your soul, that's something totally different. You can't even describe it. That's when you done hit rock bottom. That's when you don't have no belief in anything. You don't even want to exist, and that's where I was. I think back from where I am now on this Easter of this year and where I was last year and the year before. And I wasn't in a good place. But I thank God He brought me back. That I'm back anchored into Him. And that He has closed that hole in my soul. That's why I'm able to talk about it. That's why I'm doing this podcast. I started at my exit, letting go. I had to let go of all that hurts and pains. I had to let go of all of that and live for now, because I had stopped living. I really did. I had stopped living. I was scared to even walk outside my door. And I was so controlling and protective of my children that I wasn't even letting them live and breathe. So I'm happy this morning to be up here at 3 o'clock in the morning doing a podcast, thanking Jesus, thanking God for His grace and mercy, because That's what brought me back. And that's what sustains me every day. And right now, we need it. Because right now, everybody's mental state is being challenged. Excuse me. Everybody's spirituality is being challenged right now as well. Because we're going through a pandemic, something that we've never been through before. Everything's shut down, people losing jobs. People don't know how they're going to pay their bills and feed their families. People getting sick. We don't have a vaccine or a cure. And we're praying every day that we don't get it. We stay healthy and strong. We're worried about our loved ones because we can't have contact with them like we want to. And so right now, we're in that. And it's fitting that we're on Easter Sunday. Because right now, the only person we can depend on is Jesus. Thank God that he rose up and saved us. And that we can get on our knees and pray right now and ask him for whatever we need and want. He's going to supply it. He's going to forgive us. And he's going to bring us out. Because if he didn't get on that cross, we would be in bad shape right now. A pandemic wouldn't be the least of our worries, to be honest. So right now, yes, we need to come together. We need to check on our people. You know, something like this, you look in that man in the mirror, as I always talk about. You look at that man in the mirror and you reflect on yourself. You look at yourself and you look at your life. And right now, this is a time for all of us to look at ourselves. Look at our lives and see what we're lacking. See what we need to change. Everybody talking about we want to go back to work. We want to go back to the way things are. No, you don't. You shouldn't want to go back to where you were. You should want to be better and do better. How many of us live in apartments, live in houses, live in neighborhoods, and we get up every day and we have our daily routine. We go to work, take the kids to school, and do whatnot. But how many of us actually go get up and go say good morning to our neighbor or even know who our neighbor is? Some of us have lived in neighborhoods and lived in houses for 10 to 20 years and we don't even know who the person is that lives next door. And now we're missing that because now we sit up here on the quarantine standing home and wishing that we can go say hello to that neighbor next door or go across the street, hang out with our friends and see our family members right now. See those type of things we took for granted. We took it for granted. And now here we are, wishing that we could have it. Wishing that we could have a hug one more time with that person we love and say hello and hang out and go out to eat and have a drink with. Or we can cut up with our coworkers. We're missing that right now. And that's the thing. We got to learn to be humble. We got to learn to love one another. And this right now is teaching us that. And that was the whole purpose. God came. Jesus came and got on that cross. He came to save those that need saving. He wanted us to know his Father and know him. He died for our sins. And here we are. We're still in the same boat and having to move forward. We haven't moved forward yet. We're still in the same boat. Still doing the same thing. So this is a time now that we need to stop. We need to do better and be better. Once we come out of this, and we will come out, no doubt about it. We're going to come out, but when we come out, we should be totally different. We should be better. We should be loving one another, helping that neighbor, helping that coworker, helping that loved one, helping our children, even helping ourselves. Being a better servant for God, for one. Being a better role model, a parent to your child. A better friend to your friend. A better neighbor. A better everything. We shouldn't want to go back to the way things were and being the same people we were. Because when you look at that man in the mirror and actually reflect at yourself, you might not like what you see. And you might not want to be that same person. I know I don't. I strive to be better every day. To be a better mother to my kids, a better servant for God, a better daughter to my parents, a better sister to my brother, a better neighbor. And yeah, I'm a work in progress. Because I look in the mirror every day and I see the things I need to work on. I'm not perfect. Nobody is. And with my job, I really, really had to reflect and see how I was to be better, a friendlier person at work, not to be mean. I'm a supervisor. And I had to learn to mellow myself out and not just be that stone-faced supervisor with my team members, but to be a person that they can come talk to be a person that I'm not going to tell you to do something that I'm not going to do myself, that type of person, to be humble. So that's something I'm working on as well. I'm working on getting out of that comfort zone that I had closed myself up in when I went through what I went through, the tragedy that I went through. 20 years I have kept myself in a box, closed off to the world, not trusting nobody. So now I'm stepping out of that and learning how to trust and be humble and be kind and loving. Because a lot of times you can ask the Lord for something and He'll give it to you. And I'm at the point now in my life that, hey, I want to love somebody and to be loved. I want to be with somebody. Let somebody be with me. My kids are grown now. So now I'm figuring out myself and my next step. You know, that's what I'm doing. But I'm happy because this is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that Jesus got out that tomb. Hallelujah. We all should be rejoicing and being happy about that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And praying for those that are in the hospitals and fighting for their lives, that they can fight another day. And praying for those that have lost their lives and praying for their families. Because it is something that you're sitting up there by yourself, fighting to stay alive with nobody but the nurses and doctors, and your family is not with you, your loved ones not with you. But guess what? God is there with you, though. You still got Him there helping you, bringing you through, if it's your will, if it's His will to bring you through, as I should say, because everything is His will, not ours. Not ours at all. Not ours. So right now, that's what we should be doing on this Sunday. It's just thanking God. Hallelujah, that we made it to another Easter to celebrate Jesus' resurrection. And while our children are at home, we should be teaching them and letting them know what the true meaning of Easter is all about. It's not about no Easter bunny and no eggs. It's fine to give them candy. You know, give them a little chocolate, whatever. But we need to tell them about the Lord. That's what we should be doing right now. Not complaining that our kids at home and not in school. Not worrying about them having a graduation ceremony. It's fine. We should be teaching about God and learning ourselves, getting a better relationship with Him. Teach them how to pray. And thanking Him for another day. That's what we should be doing. And looking in that mirror and asking the Lord to fix us. So when we come out this pandemic, we can come out into this world and be a better world. And put God back in this world. Prayer and all that has been taken away. As I said in my last podcast, God is angry. We ran rampant for too long doing things that we shouldn't be doing. And so now, He letting things happen. And as the scripture says, until we cry out, and ask them for forgiveness, he'll take all this away. But we ain't doing it. We still haven't learned our lesson yet. Some of us are still not being obedient and not listening. So we're going to go through this a little while longer until we understand it. Until we understand it. But that's all I want to talk about for these little new snippets. Just happy. Just reflecting on my life right now on this Easter Sunday. As I said in my last podcast, you know, I was sexually assaulted and I held on to that for 20 years. I went into a black hole. That's how I can describe it. Mentally, physically, and spiritually, I walked around in a black hole. Didn't care if I lived and died. And I reflect on where I was last year and where I'm at today. God has really brought me out. He really has brought me out and brought me back. Because I was definitely lost. My kids too. And I thank God for this moment that I have a better relationship with them now. And my parents. You know, a lot of people didn't know what I was going through. A lot of people don't know what happened to me. You know, because I was carrying that whole burden by myself. Carrying that burden. From last year to the year before that, I made a video telling my kids that y'all better off to me. I had left. Was finna leave. Didn't care if I died. I was gonna hitchhike wherever I wanted to go. And if somebody killed me, I was gonna be happy and content because I didn't want to hurt no more. And I felt like I was hurting my children, that I was a disappointment, so I felt like they was better off without me. That's where I was, mentally. But thank God I'm not there no more. He brought me back. He told me it wasn't my time, baby. You got a lot more to do on this earth. But I had to let go of all that tragedy and that hurt and pain. I had to let him close that hole to move forward. So that's why I'm here on this podcast, talking about my hurts and pains, talking about my truth. I don't have a problem with it no more. And hopefully whatever I say can help somebody that's going through, that's been through, and I can help you get through if it's God's will. So, happy Easter, everybody. Enjoy this day, even though we might be in our houses. We can't go to church. But as I said before, the church is just a building. We are all the church. We are all the body of Christ. So we all can come together and pray and worship and sing right here in our house. And thank God for allowing his son to get on that cross and die for our sins. And they got podcasts that's going on. They got Facebook Live now. People, the churches, so we can be a part of that worship and sing, and just like we do inside the church. Yes, we can. And we can just reach out to our loved ones and friends and tell them, I love you. I love you. That's what we need to do every day. And pray for one another. Because God is in control of all of this. He going to make sure our bills get paid. He going to keep a roof on our heads. He going to put food on our table. And he going to put us all back to work when it's time. We just got to trust and believe in him. He ain't failed us yet. He ain't going to fail us. So y'all have a happy Easter. I might go to sleep after this. I might not. I'm so happy. And in the spirit right now, who knows? But y'all have a happy Easter. And that's all I want to say. These little snippets. And I'm going to keep doing this thing until God tells me not to. And I pray that anything that I say, it helps somebody. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not none of that. I'm just a person that's been through. and just talk about how God has brought me out. And hopefully I can help somebody else. So happy Easter to everybody. And thank you, Jesus. And I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.